A new state law that took effect this week makes major changes to criminal justice policies. The idea is to save money by reducing prison populations and invest the savings in crime prevention efforts. But as WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, a provision designed to send offenders to treatment for drug and alcohol addiction is facing some challenges.
When a defendant is sentenced, he can ask to serve part or all of his sentence in an addiction treatment program. If a clinical evaluation determines that treatment makes sense, the judge can issue an order. Under the new law that went into effect Sunday, October 1st, the State Department of Health has 21 days to fulfill each order, known as an 8507 order for the corresponding statute. But Eric Roskus, the Health Department's Director of Forensic Services, says that may not happen.
You know, it's an experiment, basically. I'm not sure we're going to be able to meet it. We're going to try.
In the past, placing a defendant in treatment took 167 days on average, roughly 5.5 months. Ricardo Flores, the Office of the Public Defender's State Policy Advocate, says past delays resulted from a lack of resources.
There are a significant number of cases where just about everybody in the courtroom would agree that the defendant ought to be dealt with through treatment, and there's nothing that anybody can do.
But the department got a budget boost, and Roskus says it can pay for between 750 and 900 people to receive treatment this year, more than enough to cover the roughly 400 people the department usually sends. Rather, Roskus says, the delay is the result of bureaucratic process.
And the most common example is a defendant who is in a jail or a prison on one case that the judge ordered the 8507, but there may be another case outstanding, and that second case precludes their release.
For example, a judge ordered one defendant transferred to treatment back in January, but he had other court cases pending. On September 13th, he was finally cleared to transfer, and 17 days later, this past Saturday, he was admitted for treatment. Roskus says whether that counts as 9 months of waiting or 17 days is up to interpretation. Maryland District Court Chief Judge John Morrissey says judges typically talk to each other to make sure those kinds of processing delays don't happen often.
So you may want to defer that 8507 commitment if you see the person still has 6 months left on some other jail term, right? Or you may pick up the phone and call the other judge and say, "All right, what do you want to do with this? Can the cases be consolidated? Or, you know, are you going to do the 8507?
Judges can also issue a sentence of jail time followed by drug treatment. In those cases, the 21-day timer doesn't start until after the defendant serves the time behind bars.
Another common reason is that a defendant who has had an 8507 order has been gotten in trouble in the jail or the prison and been placed on some kind of segregation status, and he may not be able to be released on public safety grounds.
And even after the department is allowed to transfer someone, there's some paperwork that can cause additional delays, but they're working on it.
Through July, our median wait time was between 80 and 90 days. We spent a lot of energy this summer thinking about how we could speed that up. And in August, our median wait time was 57 days. 57 days is not 21 days, but it's also not 90 days. I'm very optimistic about where we're headed.
Which is good, because if the department can't meet that 21-day deadline, the state health secretary could be held in contempt of court, says Bobby Zirkin, chairman of the state Senate's Judicial Proceedings Committee.
Every day that somebody who needs to be in treatment stays in jail are dollars that are wasted in the criminal justice system.
After all, he says, that was the whole point of this law, to reinvest the state's money in criminal justice practices that have been proven more effective than jailing people who need treatment for drug addiction. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.